This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Maria Carter. This is a day almost every educator and state legislator in Kansas has been waiting for. Oral arguments on the Gannon School funding case before the state Supreme Court. At stake is a potential $500 million in tax money. Here to talk about that case is KCUR's Sam Zeff. Sam, what's today's hearing all about?
Maria, this is all about the adequacy portion of the lawsuit. This lawsuit's been going on now for about 6 years. You'll recall that we touched on equity a few months ago. We'll get to that. This is all about whether Kansas is spending enough money on public education to give every student in the state an adequate education. Adequacy is something that the Supreme Court has found in Article 6 of the Kansas Constitution, which says that students have to have both an equitable education, meaning that they all have to have a reasonable opportunity for the same good education, but they also have to have an adequate education. And you may be asking, well, how do we decide what adequacy is? The Supreme Court has chosen something called the Rose Standards. These came out of a 1989 Kentucky Supreme Court decision. About a dozen states use the Rose decisions. They're not particularly specific, but they have been picked by the Supreme Court, adopted by the Kansas legislature, to determine whether or not a student is getting an adequate education. So today is all about adequacy and whether or not Kansas is investing enough money for that type of education.
And what are the arguments that you're expecting to hear from both sides?
Well, this is there's not going to be any surprises in these oral arguments, save what the justices may ask. We know what the two sides are going to argue. The plaintiff districts, there's half a dozen of them, including the KCK district, will say that the lower courts have ruled that no, Kansas is not spending enough on education, that right now Kansas students are getting an inadequate education. And they will argue that because these rulings have happened in the past, that students can't wait any longer to have relief from the courts, that because they've been getting an inadequate education, now is the time. They cannot wait to invest more money. The state will argue that, in fact, Kansas schools are all accredited. They will cite research by the Kansas Association of School Boards that says, hey, Kansas is ranked somewhere near the top, around 10th in the state for delivering education. And so clearly they're getting an adequate education. And those are going to be the two arguments presented before the justices today.
How is the adequacy issue different from the equity one we heard so much about at the end of the Kansas legislative session?
Well, in one way, the equity issue was so much simpler. Now, it didn't feel that way because it went right down to the end. They had a special session, but it was only $38 million. Even in Kansas, $38 million is not very much money. This potentially tops a $500 million. The three-judge Shawnee County panel that heard the case came back and suggested, did not put this in their ruling, but suggested that to fix adequacy, it would take $500 million. So there is an enormous amount of money at stake. Adequacy, of course, a much more complicated issue than equity, which is why the Supreme Court put that off. I think they understood that equity would be an easier fix. Adequacy would get you past the legislative session, and I think they put that off simply because it's going to be far more complicated and potentially wildly expensive.
So this is education in Kansas. So there must be politics involved.
Oh, in spades, actually. So there's a lot going on here. There's the justices' own retention. Five of them will be up for retention this fall. Four of them have been targeted by the Republican Party and other conservatives to be not retained. And whatever happens today, I would assume that we're going to see in political ads going forward. And I think the other thing that this plays into is the general election for the legislature. We already know that a lot more moderates are going to be entering the legislature. A lot of it had to do with school funding. And so I believe that this will also show up in general election legislative races as we move forward. So whatever the legal arguments are, there are enormous and complicated and I think far-reaching political implications for all of this.
You're going to be there today?
Each side will have 60 minutes to present their argument. I'll be covering that. And for you Twitter fans, you can follow me. I'm at Sam Zeff.
That's KCUR's Sam Zeff. Sam, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Maria.
And I'm Maria Carter, and this is KCUR 89.3.